global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow and S&P, they're both trading lower. We've got the NASDAQ Composite Index higher, and we are brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Stocks are falling. The dollar rose as investors assess the potential implication of President-elect Donald Trump's policy outlook. Oil retreating. It is down 0.6%. A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude now at $45.54, down 27 cents. Gold up 90 cents. Little change there. $12.25.40 the ounce. The 10-year down 1/32. The yield 2.22%. S&P down 4 to 21.75, a drop there of 0.2%. NASDAQ up 16, a gain of 0.3%. Dow Industrials up 49, down 49, a drop there of 0.3%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. It is 11:48 in the Bay Area, 2:48 on Wall Street.
The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Frank Barry, an editor with Bloomberg View. This past Sunday, readings at Catholic masses told of the apocalypse. At a church in Manhattan, Father Larry Ford said, "I would have given anything not to have an apocalyptic gospel reading this week." Knowing laughter filled the pews. Donald Trump was the elephant in the Abbey. Anti-Trump protests have occurred in about a dozen U.S. cities, and Democrats could hardly have designed a better way to affirm some of Trump's campaign messages. First, that liberals are hypocritical. Democrats expressed outrage when Trump suggested he may not accept the results of the election. Yet "not my president" has become the slogan of the protest movement. Second, that liberals are elitist who don't understand the real America. The fact that protests have been occurring in liberal cities furthers the image of the party as arrogant and out of touch with the heartland. And third, that cities are chaotic and dangerous. Father Larry suggested that those disappointed with the election go and do the work. He meant the work of following the gospel, but he might as well have been talking to Democrats about rebuilding a shattered party. I'm Frank Barry, editor with Bloomberg View. For more Bloomberg opinion and commentary, please go to BloombergView.com or Bloomberg Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.
Bloomberg View commentaries can be heard every weekday at this time and also at 5:48, 8:48, and 11:48 Wall Street time.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Yes. Check out the retailers. The holiday season is already in full swing.
39 days till Christmas.
Thanks. Like, I don't have enough stress on me. This next company knows an awful lot about getting all of those packages around the holidays to where they need to go. With us is Ken Allen. He's chief executive officer at DHL Express, based in Germany, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Wednesday, along with Mike Parra. He's CEO for DHL Express Americas, based in Plantation, Florida, which is headquartered for the Americas. Gentlemen, nice to have you here with Corey and myself. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio. Love talking to you folks. First of all, I got to ask you, what are you seeing that tells you how the global economy and the U.S. economy are going? Ken, let me start with you.
Yeah, I think the global economy is going very well. If you look at the figures from the last 22 months in our business, we've grown consistently over 7%, and that's continuing. And I think the interesting thing about global trade is it tends to balance up. So, you know, if you go back some time, a lot of the growth was coming from China and Asia. Then it's Middle East and Africa that's driving the growth. Then it's Europe. And actually, at the moment, funnily enough, and good for Mike, the biggest growth that we've got at the moment is in the Americas region. So a lot of that is sometimes to do with currency. You know, the strength of the American dollar means that we have a lot of material coming into the U.S., especially at this time of the year, as you mentioned. American consumer pulling stuff in from all over the world because it's a lot cheaper now with the strong U.S. dollar. We always have a peak at this time of the year. The volume of business rises, not as much as the domestic business because we're mainly international, and we've seen the same rise in the peak and the same percentage rise, right? So everything is business as usual at the moment.
Mike Parra, let me ask you, you know, what are you doing to drive that growth domestically? Is that market share gain or is that being in the right place at the right time?
Oh, it's a bit of both, right? It's, you know, we've made huge investments in the U.S. over 205 million dollars here in the last couple of years, and that's based on three things: people, facilities, and technology. So it's really, we say it's being insanely customer-centric, and that's been our focus. So that insanely customer-centric push, our focus on high-level quality of service, and as a result of that, we're seeing double-digit growth both from an inbound perspective and almost five times GDP on the outbound.
Talk to me about the technology investments. I've spent a fair amount of time with the folks over at UPS, been out to Louisville, seen the amount, you know, how huge these centers are, how much technology. All this stuff costs a lot, but a lot of it's, you know, increasingly being automated. Where do you see it all going, and how much more do you have to kind of spend to kind of meet the demand of so much stuff moving around the world nowadays?
Yeah, so that's a real good opportunity for us. So we just put another $105 million in our hub in Cincinnati, Ohio. Part of that investment was associated with an automated letter sort, which took us from a 1, takes us down to 1 to 600, 1 to 6,000 missort perspective, which has really helped us. And the other area we're investing in is in our couriers with their scanners. And really what we're taking, giving them, is a technology that allows them to do turn-by-turn routing and allows them to resort their shipments based on traffic patterns in cities as well. So a lot of it is going and helping our final mile couriers be far more successful in improving our first stop time and overall stop time for our customers.
It's interesting. It would seem that it's as your jobs are both very hard. It seems one of the hard things that's really hard about it, Ken, is that you want to let these guys innovate and make changes really fast on a local, even a nation, country by country level. At the same time, you want to have things to get the benefits of the scale that you have internationally. How do you try to manage that when it comes to implementing new technologies and things like that?
Yeah. Well, we have what we call the big yellow machine. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a very process-driven business. We have to be, right? You know, you pick up a shipment in New York, you want to get it delivered in Singapore or Australia. So we have a lot of very strict rules around the big yellow machine. You know, once you put something into the machine, it's got to have the exact right airway bill, which is intelligently coded. And it just passes through the system. What we do very well, I think, we allow countries around every 222 countries in the world where we're operating, we allow those countries to innovate in front of customer. So it's all about, as Mike said right at the beginning, it's about this insanely customer-centric approach that we have. We only do international business, basically. We don't have big domestic businesses anywhere in the world. We're just focused on that international piece. And therefore, I think we epitomize what people talk about, think global, act local, because that's the way we developed. We didn't develop from a big home base. You know, DHL was a set of entrepreneurs from San Francisco, actually, Dulce Hubbleman and Lynn. They didn't have any money. And so they had to rely on people around the world. And one of the guys that taught me right from the beginning said, Ken, the three C's. Number one is customer. Customer's the most important thing to us, right? Colleagues, you know, we have to rely on each other. I'm going to send my shipments from Asia to America. Somebody's going to deliver them and vice versa. And then because we're a small entrepreneurial company at that time, cash, we have to collect the cash and keep the thing growing. So I think we've been very fortunate in a way, in that that's the way our culture's developed. If you go to Australia, DHL looks like an Australian company. You know, we support Aussie life saving, and we're very local everywhere around the world. But we have those systems in place that make sure that the process works for customer.
I love that we have the two of you here. So Ken, you know, here you are based over in Germany. Mike, you're based in Florida. You know, we're obviously coming off a big presidential election here in the United States, and I am very curious. This is a big change. You can feel kind of the dramatic shift that seems to be going on here in the United States. And I am curious, from a global perspective and from kind of running a U.S. operations, a major U.S. operations, how you think things might change. Mike, let me start with you.
So, you know, a lot was said during the campaign, as we all know, right? And we're in a bit of let's wait and see what really is forthcoming as a result of it. Some of the original comments that were originally said are already being somewhat we're seeing change as a result of those comments as well. Global trade, as we've said, it's important for us. It equals a lot of jobs for us as well. We've added over 2,105 jobs just in the last 18 months
in the U.S.
In Canada, U.S., and Mexico. Mm-hmm. So again, big NAFTA trade lane, right? And again, with that, I think that there is, you know, the opportunity of a potential change there. So for us, you know, again, we can't change what may be forthcoming, but what we can say is that global trade continues to grow for us, and as global trade continues to grow, we're growing collectively with it.
You like globalization, obviously.
Absolutely. we're a pro trade organization.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Ken Allen, there you are over in Germany, and what are you guys like when you saw the results, and now that we've had a week or so to digest it, from a global perspective, what's on your mind?
So who won? So, yeah.
Depends on which vote you look at. Electoral college, popular vote.
No, but I think if you look at the globe and how we operate, we, as I say, we're operating in every country. Something's happening every day, you know.
There is a pushback, though, against globalization around the world.
I don't believe that.
I think
everybody believes.
I mean, Brexit is certainly that.
France is getting ready for an election.
Donald Trump is certainly that.
I don't think it is about globalization. I think it's about free movement of people. I don't think it's about free movement of goods and services. I think it's all about people. Well, I think the reaction in Brexit was, you know, I think
about people fleeing Syria and Libya and so on.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we agree with the free movement of people. And I think everybody had that. What they didn't agree with was no barriers on people coming in. So if you're a European in Europe, I don't think anybody worried about Belgians coming to live in UK. I'm a UK citizen. I live in Belgium. I don't think anybody worried about that.
We got to run.
Oh.
Come back. Please come back.
Thank you very much.
We enjoyed this.
Okay.
Ken Allen is CEO at DHL Express, based in Germany. Mike Parra, CEO for DHL Express Americas. Why can't I get it out? It's got to be Friday soon. This is Bloomberg.